Now, it's always on my mind. I mean, every time I leave Colorado, I am aware that the laws are different. And that's why I keep it as casual as I can. You know, I'm not smoking blunts or whatever it is on this, on the, you know, the corner of Times Square or whatever. And it, what the funny thing about it is, I thought I was being smarter by traveling with the hash vape pens because they're more casual. They don't draw attention. They're just, you know, a simpler product. And I had no idea that in certain states they were considered a controlled substance. And so, you know, I thought I was doing the best I could. In reality, I was heading in the wrong direction with those hash pins. But, you know, I've traveled all over. I've been at, you know, every state in the Western United States with all of these things. And I always thought that if I obeyed the speed limits, obeyed the laws, wasn't high, you know, as I drove, that I could be okay. And yet I was pulled over for basically no reason and searched from there. And, you know, everything's pulled out of the back of my car and they found my hash pens and my marijuana down in Texas.
Well, take us back to June 13th, because you were driving through Texas. You were on your way to Dallas and you're actually on your way to your sister's wedding. You say that you were pulled over for no reason. What was going on? What were some of the circumstances?
So what had happened was there was some... they were doing maintenance on the shoulder of Highway 287, which runs basically all the way from Denver to Dallas. And so they were on the shoulder of the highway there. And so I signaled and changed lanes to the left just to give them some room. And then I went past them. And as I'm going past them, the police officer pulled out behind me. And after I passed them, I changed lanes back over to the right-hand lane after I was past the construction. And that's when the sheriff pulled me over. Saying that I changed lanes too close to the construction that was happening. And so, you know, he was just pulling me over for a minor traffic stop, which is actually, it's funny, driving through Arizona one time, I was pulled over for that exact same reason and immediately searched. And so it makes me think that when you're following the laws, that's the go-to to go ahead and pull you over and search your car, is to say you changed lanes too close to something. But, and so he pulled me over at that point for that reason and immediately searched my car, essentially.
Do you think you were pulled over because you had Colorado plates?
I'm actually sure of it. And part of that is because he pulled out behind me about 2 minutes before he pulled me over. And so he was already, had pulled out from, you know, onto the highway from his place on the side of the road behind me before I did the thing he said he pulled me over for. And so that's just always a little bit funny when you say, I pulled you over for this. And I'm like, well, you had already pulled out behind me and were clearly looking for a reason to pull me over. And so that was kind of interesting.
What is the likelihood of you actually being convicted of a felony? Because that in and of itself carries, you know, major repercussions for you.
Yes. I mean, a felony conviction would affect the rest of my life, which is a crazy thought to think about. And I try not to dwell on that too much. Part of the problem is I really don't know what the chances are of me being convicted of that felony, because it could go one of two ways. You know, everyone I talk to says, oh, the idea of a felony for a medical marijuana patient having even a marijuana derivative like hash oil is insane. And everyone I've spoken to has felt that same way. I don't know how the Texas courts are handling this right now. You know, everything I read says these states are furious at Colorado because we're just all of our marijuana's crossing their state lines and they're so mad at us. And that really freaks me out, because if Texas wanted to make some sort of example out of me, that's completely within their power right now. The charges I'm facing are up to 2 to 10 years in a state prison, along with a $10,000 fine. And if they wanted to really, you know, send a message to Colorado residents, they could throw the book at me. And that is completely on the table right now and is keeping me up at night, frankly.
You said your attorney actually deals with this issue a lot. Medical marijuana card holders from Colorado actually getting arrested in Texas. I mean, do you have any idea of how broad this problem is?
I don't. I haven't looked into the facts or the figures of how often this is happening. He said he's handled 7 in the last year with circumstances very similar to my own. And you've got to figure he's one of, you know, Lord knows how many attorneys that are dealing with this. And so it's got to be a high number, not to mention that's just in Texas. And you got to figure the same exact thing is happening in Kansas and Wyoming and Utah, and that they're just fighting this perceived problem that in such a way that it's scary what they're doing with it.